Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
My gosh, Ilona Europa, another Monday. I don't know. I was thinking I'm here like 4 years, but somebody told me it's even more. And seems like everything is like yesterday. And my guests are coming and going, and some of them coming for the second and third time. Hello, Prescott.
Hello.
How many times? I saw you already on one show only.
Only one show, and that was briefly, and we talked about Chopin and my Polish heritage somewhat. And that was last year.
Now people need to understand that when I got from Jeff Loro information that you are in town, and I'm like, of course, he needs to be with us in our studio, because you are not only very, very known bass player, and you have, like, I don't know, so much pop rock and every style of music, probably.
Pop rock and classical, too.
In classical, too, then. And could you introduce yourself with your full name?
God was good to me, and name me Prescott. And growing up in Brooklyn, having a name like Prescott, when all your friends were the Anthony and Guido and Tommy and John, let's just say I learned to defend myself at a young age.
Yeah, that's true, but you have another name that people know you by.
Niles?
Yes!
That's my last name, yeah.
No, duh, of course we need to
know. Now, if I was an actor, I'd make it Niles Prescott.
You're right.
But I wasn't.
But I think works both ways.
I wasn't
you.
Into acting. Yeah, I was trying to figure out the word for when a name could be used two ways. I think okay. That's a good question.
Right? I will be talking.
Anyway, I'm glad I'm here with everybody.
Yay!
Thank you.
Which means we said everybody, because we are not alone with Mr. with Polish roots, a gentleman who plays amazing guitar, bass guitar. And how long you're here? And then you're leaving again?
Well, I live very close to Sherman Oaks.
And you had some shows going on.
I travel when need be, and I'm glad I'm not traveling back east or to the Midwest right now and having my plane held up for days. So I'm glad to be
in this chair.
Rather chilly California as opposed to freezing New York, you
Complainer.
Know? Yeah, people complain about the weather. I love some chill in the air, you know?
Yeah, in Poland, you know. Man, if you will be with me in my country, our country.
I mean, when can you wear your coats if you don't cold enough?
They will wear furs and they will not complain. They are not real. I swear to God. And sorry if I said something wrong, but I have few furs. I'm so sorry. And really, I needed them in Europe, Eastern Europe. I'm from Poland. Anyway, I have two more guests and one husband. My guest. Okay, maybe let's end with my beautiful girlfriend, but let's introduce somebody very, very unusual, man of so many interests that in a cool way, he's my neighbor, but neighbor who is never there. Then when I see him from time to time, like, wow, Steven, are you back in town? And then we talk and talk and talk. Eventually, I'm finding out slowly what he's doing and, you know, like conversation with people, and I like to talk. And we started with Steven talking about him being an author, a book writer. Okay, what is your name, Steven?
Steven Vessels.
You have T between Steven and...
Yes, I do. Steven T. Vessels.
What is the T?
The T is... It's an old family name. It stands for thralls. I don't actually remember where it came from.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I was beset with it.
Is this beautiful?
Beset, beginning Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Yeah, now yeah, we was, know, Prescott. We have serious men here.
The great name of my forebears was bequeathed to me against my will.
Are we in a real world? This is like, and that's what this man is. Then I was trying to, I went to your website and I check you out, and I'm saying, okay, I thought we'll be talking about your new book, which is scary. Everybody who loves scary books, I'm scared to read these books. And God, thank you, you warned me that to start from the third chapter, which means because we have 12 shorts. Yes.
Yeah, I don't read my own stories. They scare me.
We'll talk about it too. But then I find out that, oh my gosh, you are so more than only a book writer, which is already amazing and big enough. I would love to people to know you because today's interview is not enough. Even the 50 minutes that we have before CBS gives us bad news probably will be not enough. But we'll take it easy. We'll just give people, you know, a little bit of you and what you do slowly. And now I'm coming back to somebody that I'm very familiar with. Although I see my friend once a while, maybe once in 3 years, 4 years, and we live like 10 minutes apart, 5 minutes apart from our house. Ruthie Levy. What you tell, because you have an accent.
Yay.
And no Brooklyn accent, no American.
I got cultured along the way.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I'll have to speak slowly.
A little, little Southernism might sneak out of me here and there.
I like that.
Ruthie, I sense that.
Give us your name with your beautiful accent.
My name is Ruthie.
That's everybody needs to say. He's not Ruthie, it's Ruthie. Ruthie. Okay. Yes?
Really, in English, it's Ruthie, like Ruth.
Yes.
It's the R that throws you off.
You cannot lose this
yeah,
R.
Ruthie,
you know, obviously you are not an American.
No.
I am also not an American,
yeah.
But
we
are
an
American.
That's why we understand each other.
We understand each other very well. We know each other for like 20 years, and then we will tell people how we met. But we have one more person who is quietly sitting in the studio, and I just so much love when I meet a great marriage, and you both are really lovely people. You raise beautiful three children together, and you are happy, loving. Who is your husband?
So my husband is here. His name is Uzi, and it's a great supporter.
He is, you know, because you are an artist. Then in one line, describe what are you doing.
So I do ceramics. I hand build and
hand build.
So it's not pottery.
Who calls dealing with gentle clay
hand
work? How you call this?
Hand build, because I use my hands. I don't throw ceramics on the pottery wheel. I don't do so much pottery. I do hand build. So I build up. I sculpt. I see myself as a sculptor.
Sculptor. And I was trying to call you sculpturer, and my daughter said, this is not the English words. I'm like, sounds so cool, sculpturer.
Yeah,
she said, no, mama, this time not, you are wrong. Then, sculpture.
We were talking about it driving here, and I said, how would I say sculptor? I'm your sculptor, because I see myself as your sculptor for hire. I'll be commissioned to do a sculpted piece, and so I'm your sculptor for hire.
And of course, if you can give us maybe right away, and we'll go through all of our guests, the website that if people are interested to maybe right now, they have computers in front of them, see who we are talking with and what is this website, then give people your website.
So it's Ruthie, R as in Robert, Ruthie, ceramics.net. And I have a style of using coils and female figures, so that's my passion. That's what I love to do.
We have them, a few of them, in our studio. We will be making some pictures in front of the sign, and I'm hoping people fall in love with your art.
I want to see them.
And they're really, really beautiful. And I will say to people, I am her friend. I had no idea what she was doing behind my back because I had no idea. I thought she's just very smart woman doing web designs and graphic design. I think sometimes I ask you for some help.
Right.
That's all what I knew about you. Then discovering you as my friend that I knew nothing about, that was really cool. You know, and you know what? I love that because it's like second time around you discover your life, second time around after you were done with raising your beautiful, amazing children in a way.
Yeah, in a way, because I discovered clay in college, and right away I loved it. And then, you know, you get married, you would raise kids, but somehow I stayed in touch with it. Either I took a community college class after I graduated. So when the kids left home, that's when I went back to it full time. That's when I said, you know, that's my passion. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I have to do it. Otherwise, I'm unhappy and restless. So,
but like I was, I'm a mother, and I think we do not talk enough how not easy life is right now for mothers. We all want it all. we got almost all equally to men, and in a way we got ourselves into trouble because we need to work very, very hard, and sometimes we are forgetting about our dreams, and we are involved with everybody's dreams. But then somehow, somewhere, some of my friends, they really are becoming, one more time, something that they wanted to be from the beginning. Then I don't want to let you go very fast through, oh, I have beautiful children. I really need to describe their very special children. Mm-hmm. Could we give names of your babies?
So the eldest, his name is Levi.
And he is?
He's 35 years old. He's married and is actually his third child is due any day, any minute.
Oh, my gosh, he's now. Maybe now. Push, push, push.
That'll be lovely. I call him Ilona.
That'll be cool. And what he's doing?
He's studying at a theology school in Jerusalem. So he's into religion.
Good. Okay.
That's a very interesting journey that he went. And my second son is his name is Kites, and he was they all were born here in the States. He went to his specialty. He went to the Marines after high school, and a year before 9/11. So when 9/11 happened, he was shipped to Iraq.
And for how long he was there?
He was you sign a contract 4 years, and then it was 4 years and a half, and he went on a three.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How did you go through that as a mother all mothers who just need to send away children to the war?
It's almost you don't go to that scary room. You know, sometimes you're touching the handle of the idea where he is and what he's doing and what he's going through. It's tough. It's very tough.
But he's now back.
He came home back safe, and he's a sweetheart, and he graduated from UCLA. He's still single.
Yay, girls!
Yeah.
You can find mother, because I have all the Facebook links on my Accent On page, and if you want to find out more about
but
Sam,
you have
maybe.
You have to take a pottery class, though.
Yes.
To qualify.
You are right, Prescott. That's genius. Go behind the back.
I was going to ask if you, do you have people, you know, like, it's like in the old days when you had a craft, you had journeymen, or you taught people. So do you teach as well?
I teach. I still didn't find it's tough because when you teach, you don't create. So I sometimes people ask me and they'll come and I'll give them a little workshop.
Wow, that was a genius line. When you teach, you don't create because you give all your creativity to somebody. Yeah.
But it works both ways because I taught, you know, I would teach guitar, bass, piano.
Don't do this.
No, I did
because
this for
then
a while.
Don't you but, don't create.
But
you
in
have
a strange
no time.
Way, it took my time because I had to make a living.
It's so
at
true.
The same time, though, it inspired me in different ways because I'm sharing, as you know, and seeing some people create something or write. They make they play a wrong note, and you go, "Well, that wrong note is actually the best note in your song." So, it's finding your individuality.
Yes, no, I agree with it, but I think it depends on the quantity. I mean, if it's most of the time you just teach, that really you don't have the time or the mental mind to create.
I agree,
and I also feel about creating. It's all about to be good. You have to create and create and create. Right? What do they say? 1,000 pieces.
Right.
A million words of crap before you get to something that's
Steven,
worth reading.
Oh, Steven, I think it's so really happy like you join us
Hemingway
for discussion.
Say that? No.
Right? Steven, I think it's really
but
like
it's
that.
True. Yeah.
I feel, I can see I'm getting better
okay,
and better.
Okay, bye. Ilona is leaving. Yeah. They have a really good time here. I really would love one day people to just see us because that's, I think, what is the coolest. When you bring amazing guests together, they can take over the show and I don't need to do anything.
No,
and I want to learn. I want to learn too. That's all what I do. You're right. I'm teaching a lot of young artists, you know, writing and singing. And I'm losing a lot of time of my life and not focusing on what I wanted to do. But sometimes, like you said, this one word, one note teaches me so much.
Right.
Because from young people, I'm stealing. But she is a different type of an artist. In a way, this is not the beginning, but in a way, it's the journey for you. Yes, and you create your own self.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about the most beautiful girl, Osher. What a name! And she's your daughter, both of your daughters. Then tell little hi, Osher. Yeah. I miss you, Osher. And she knows why I say it this way.
She does.
Where is Osher?
So first, you know, we have two boys, so thinking pregnant, I don't want to know what I'm going to have, because for sure I'm going to have another boy. thinking about names. Wow, if I have a girl, what a joy that would be. And this is it.
Daddy's laughing, smiling already. I see.
And Joy in Hebrew, it's Osher. So we called her Joy. And I had no name for a boy.
She's beautiful.
It was a pleasure. She's was a joy to have a girl after two boys.
She's 22 years old.
She's 22.
Natasha, my daughter, and yes, and your
and
daughter.
Amazing.
They were from preschool friends.
They were good friends.
They don't see each other because your daughter soon will be become a doctor.
Well, I don't know how soon, but she's gonna, next in 2 years she'll hopefully start medical school. But you know that's her her journey. Her
dream, we need good doctors.
She's planning. Yeah.
We need good doctors. We are getting older, Mama.
Yeah.
You know,
okay. We need a doctor in the family. You're saying
that's true, and that's what I'm saying. People need to check Ruthie. Beautiful website. She, you can hire her to do art, and she will help probably to listen what the art's supposed to be like. And that's, I think, is your dream. That's what you wanted to do. Yes, you want.
Well, I have a commission now, and it's kind of, they're kind of funny because one commission is for two English bulldogs. Another commission for Rasta Buddha.
Oh, that's nice, Brad.
Yeah. And the third thing, it's...
Did you say Rasta Buddha?
Yeah.
Another for Apollo and Venus.
It took me a while to come to the Rasta in the Buddha, but you know, I think I got there. And
so you're going to have a spleef hanging out of his mouth.
Exactly. One from his ear. And the fourth, it's a menorah. So
oh,
kind of goes with my culture.
Where is the cross? And Christmas
didn't
is coming.
Didn't get there yet, but
anyway,
do it.
How we can get to you again on a contact?
So it's Ruthie Levy, R as in Robert, Ruthylevy, ceramics@.net, not it.
And everybody, please check the link that I posted on Accent On. This show will be ready for downloads and listening anytime when people want, forever and ever, on LA Talk Radio Archives on Accent On. You can scroll down and you can see and listen to our show and on iTunes also. Okay, take a break. We'll take a break from my friends because I like longing to talk to you forever. Yeah. Let's move to Men and Prescott. You will be talking to Stephen because you will find him also probably very unusual, very interesting gentleman because he's not only, like I said, a book writer. Stephen, how many of you is in you when you wake up? Do you know every day when you wake up that what you'll be doing through whole day? Or you are confused?
No, I need a helper with that. But fortunately, there's several of me, so so I get by. I think you've done such a wonderful job of creating an aura of mystery around me.
Because you are mystery man. I never see you around, but then brought us together, and I really think you are a very interesting human. Then please tell me. You need to pitch yourself in the best way that people understand, because if I will do, people will be more confused that I think you are you and your personality is. Tell us how many interests you have, really. You do few things.
Well, I write science fiction, horror, mystery stories. The reason that I have been so scarce around the complex. And by the way, thank you for sticking with getting me on here, because the first time you asked me was a long time ago.
You probably didn't believe that the funky lady really has a radio show.
Well, you know, your neighbor is like, I don't know.
Related. And that's L.A. L.A., everything.
I saw you move in. You had the stuff hanging all the way out to the, you know.
I moved from the house to the two-bedroom condo, and I had everything from home.
Yeah, it looked pretty sketchy to me.
it wasn't easy. That was like 4 years ago.
That's right. Yeah.
But you are more sketchy because you live there, but you are never there.
I'm never there. No, well, what I've been doing is I've been going to a lot of conferences this year. I managed to get a book published finally, a collection of my stories. It's called The Mountain and the Vortex and Other Tales. It was going to be And Other Strange Tales, but then I found out that everybody was using Another Strange Tale, so they took that from me.
Yeah, Lovecraft.
Well, that's what I wanted to harken back to, but now, right now, there's like 30 books out there with Strange Tales on it.
You mean the Daily Newspaper?
Yeah.
Just gotta look at the headlines. Oh, you're going, is this an alternate society?
That's an alternate world? No, you said it. You said it. But that book was published this year, and I've been going. I went to the Thriller Fest convention in New York. I went to the World Science Fiction Convention in Kansas City, the World Fantasy Convention in Columbus, Ohio, and started out with my home ground here, Santa Barbara Writers Conference up in Santa Barbara. And in the middle of all that, I also draw. They're rather hard to describe. I draw abstract drawings essentially with the same pen that I write with. And so in scorching heat, I canvassed about 50-60 galleries in New York trying just to find representation. I was very fortunate to run into an old Polish gentleman who's running art. Andre Czar has had a gallery in Chelsea and Soho for 42 years.
Interesting.
And he gave me a month-long show in August.
Oh, I would love to have him on the show, even call in.
Yeah, I don't think he would... Well, if call in would... Maybe. Yeah. I'll ask him.
I'm
I'll
Polish.
Ask him. Yeah.
He has no choice.
No, well, okay.
Polish woman asks for something. Man says yes. And that would be interesting. Thank you. Okay.
And the other thing that I'm doing right now, and I just want to take a moment to really thank the publishers. Muse Harbor Publishing gave me great latitude in the design of the book. You've seen the book. It's very beautiful.
Very nice cover.
Yeah.
And I post this cover because I think that's really what people need to know the fastest. The book is fresh, very, very fresh, ready to purchase. How we can purchase your book?
Well, you can purchase it through Amazon, or you can order it through Barnes & Noble, or... you can order directly from the publisher, Muse Harbor Publishing, and my website is
absolutely
stephentvessels.com. That's Stephen with a PH, S-T-E-P-H-E-N T vessels like ships at sea, or.
Great name.
Or blood vessels.
Yeah. My name, Europa, is like so normal. Which is not my name, stage name, but vessels is like, oh, you know, he's writing.
It's unique. I like it.
He's beautiful. I love Prescott. I think your name is very, very hot for music business. Okay, then let's continue.
I'd say one more thing that I had an extraordinary experience a couple of years ago. So take me just a moment to lead into this.
Absolutely.
I listened to, I'm very deep into classical music, particularly obscure composers, of which there are many more than anybody ever has any idea. And I happened to listen to this piano sonata on YouTube that had been recorded by the pianist Arsenti Karitonov. And... it's by Leo Ornstein, who was an extraordinary American composer. Yeah, he lived to the age of 108. You know who he is. And so I just happened to Google Arsenti because I saw that the recording had been made the previous year. I found him. I found out that he lives in Houston. He was trained in St. Petersburg. He's a Russian pianist. And so I looked on Facebook, and I found... Now, I'm still listening to the piece of music for the first time.
Wow. And you're connecting with him?
And I connected with him on Facebook, and I had a text exchange with him about the recording while I was still listening to it for the
Amazing.
First time. About the
what a world.
That's something that never existed before. That was just mine. Well, and now he has started a project called Masterpiece Finder, which is oriented towards... exposing people to
almost undiscovered
just
hidden. And he's not only
and
about
he's
music.
Asked me to be involved in it, so now we're working on that together, and it's a wonderful
project.
And I project.
Post this link too, then people can check and just click, and it's very easy to understand what this thing is about. It's not just only about music; it's also dance. It's also
literature, art, dance, anything that is exquisite. And has a high degree of quality to it that is relatively unsung. Yeah,
very interesting. Yeah. It's like new encyclopedia of who is who, but you never knew. Yeah. But now they're who's. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Arsenti makes the point that, you know, we are not defined by Beethoven, Mozart, Bach. There are, and I can attest to this, there are extraordinary compositions out there. There's so much creativity in the world. There's so much that is invisible, and you can explore the world just by finding this music, and it's out there, it exists, there's avenues through which you can find it.
Which, in this new, and you probably agree, Prescott, with me, and of course, Ruthie, because I know you love music, and you too, I'm talking pop music, young people, they don't care about who is given to them as a hero in pop music. They are finding their own ways to discover music that is interesting to them, which means I think the freedom of finding your own likes and dislikes is right now bigger than ever, you know. It's very hard to tell young people, which I have so many of them in my studio, say, that's good, that's really good, that's really, really good, you need to listen. They come like, no, I got better. I know what I like, you know, don't tell me. Oh, sometimes they agree. But when you look back, you know, we have this classical rock, and they go back to that very, very easily because I think of parents' likes and dislikes and just the history of music and what you probably, Stephen, you were listening home. I don't know if your parents loved classical
music.
Oh, no, music.
My father infected me with all of the muses that I'm burdened with art, literature, music.
No, then you know what I'm saying. We all, in the beautiful, we would love to say that family ground, you know, starts from the grounding family or making family great and having intelligent children and just that do something so good. It's very important, you know. Ruthie is amazing, mama. You, I understand your classical love to classical music. This is not what's happened because you just listen to the one artist happened being Russian great pianist. Is forever, yes, for in you.
I have 6,000 CDs, and that doesn't begin to cover it.
Wow,
doesn't begin to cover it.
But I wanted to know how this happen. How does this happen that you are an author? Everybody thinks they can publish book right now. Everybody thinks they can write. I cannot in English, but obvious. One day I will write with my funky English. I will write my own funky English story about
my life. I was not exaggerating when I said that I'd written a million words of crap. actually, it's probably several times
but
that.
But your crap may be somebody's treasure.
Yeah.
No. Trust me, it's not.
It's buried. It's over.
I'm critical too. Myself.
But about 15 years ago, I started to really get serious with the writing, and then I was just very fortunate to these people, Dave. An Eileen Workman and Ian Wood, who designed my website, and if anybody, Crackle Factory is a great. That's his design business, and if anybody's looking for a great
CDs.
Web designer, he is.
Oh, for that cover for them.
He's great. You've seen my website; it's gorgeous.
I posted already. People, you can just right away check Mr. Vessels and.
But they wanted to do a book, and I have a history too in book arts, and they gave me some latitude designing the book. So I was, it was going to just be the novella at the end, The Mountain and the Vortex, and then they said, "Well, why don't we do more?" So I had these stories that some of them had been published, some hadn't, and we just kept adding them in there. And then I got to work with artists who did illustrations for them, so it really turned into a really wonderful project. And,
wow.
Yeah.
And I love that you told me this when we were talking the few nights before. You said that you were 6 years old, practically, you start writing the first story?
Yeah, and then I was about 40 years later, I sold one.
Wow. Again, you know, and that's what sometimes it takes. You need to really, the same routine with you, and I'm sure, Prescott, in a second we'll be talking about your past and longevity when it comes to music business, because staying power in the crazy pop rock business that everybody thinks they know four chords and they are already an artist is just crazy, but for whatever reason, you are really doing very, very well. We'll go back to you. Then,
sure.
You said takes sometimes 30-something years from the moment when you wrote in your head your story.
Well, really, you know, I'm 61, and I don't feel 61, but the tally is there. I can't. Exactly.
I am 40 forever. I think the best is age 40. I don't want to be younger.
I'm not slowing down. I can tell you that. No, but you know, it's. I got to the point where I started to just break through walls. And
this, I'm sorry, this is probably my phone, probably somebody very important, but I will not take it. But I will say, stop calling me. I have my radio
show
now.
It's the ambassador.
Oh, no. It's a very important lady. I will find out. She had an eye operation, which really almost left her blinded. Then is my good friend. I hope she's okay, but I cannot talk to her right now. Anyway, okay, then please start all over this line. I'm so sorry.
No, I think that any, you know, I think working in the arts is, I've got a friend, Alan Clark, he's an artist. He says it's a confrontation with your own frustration.
You get to meet it.
And over and over again.
That's what I mean. Sometimes, you know, when things, whether it's producer or a composer, you know, it all comes in and you write it down. And if you look at Beethoven's sketchbook, since you mentioned them, there are more crossouts of things. You know, it takes a lot of work.
Exactly.
Some pieces come, they're just gifts from God. They happen like a vision of something. Other times you have to delve deep to find out what it is you want to create.
I love those gifts from God. I love those. Those are nice when it just flows out like that. They don't happen very often.
Well, that's why they're gifts.
Yeah.
I guess.
You get a gift and then the experience, it's the fine-tuning.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I really need to talk to my friend Uzi, who is sitting here and just, I don't know what he's reading on the cell phone. Oh, what is this?
Checking his stocks.
Come on closer to the microphone. Now we need to give voice to the beautiful husband. Look at your husband. You are okay, but you know, in a funny way, a very important way, you are supporting the family very, very well through the years, and you have your own business. Would you like us to give you a little bit pitch if people need you for certain things? Because you are known in our place that we live very, very well. But, you know, okay, tell us who you are, what are you doing?
I am a plumbing contractor and general contractor working for about 25 years in the Los Angeles area. Know the area, know a lot of famous customers, custom homes. And trying to help as much as I can.
Yay, I will be having you another show and we'll be talking about plumbing of very known people. Okay, yay!
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking, but this is so serious, you know, for everybody who has a house here and everybody has one.
My motto is, experience is not expensive, it's priceless.
Wow, you're
well,
right.
You know what's extraordinary? I just had a vision, plumbing and art. At the Guggenheim Museum, you know, they're showing a gold toilet. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I thought that was a...
Yeah.
Puts us together. People are waiting online, and it's actually functional.
Interesting.
I mean, this is how art has descended into a world of...
To what extent are they showing it?
It's functional. That's what they say.
Okay.
I mean, are they letting people use it?
Well, I don't think that's the art they had in mind. But however, by saying it's functional, it implies...
Yeah, is it performance art or is it just...
But, I mean...
But last thing that I would
just
like
just let you
to
know
the name of your business, because if we gave you page.
I know.
How people can find you if they want to deal, and they are maybe not so known and rich and famous, but they still can use your experience how to help, you know, with plumbing or roof or whatever. Where we can find you?
No job too small or too big. It's LA Galaxy Plumbing and Solar Company. And I came before LA Galaxy, the soccer team. Long before them.
It's funny. Okay. Thank you so much.
I want your number.
Okay. He's giving business card right away.
Yeah, Google you. Okay.
Okay.
704.
Let's talk to my wonderful friend who is part Polish, and we all are part Polish, I think. But
I think
for you, this is true. Could you tell us your connection?
Well, before I do that, I'm going to show you. I'm going to come to your side for a minute.
Okay.
And now I share from a different point. I have three children. And all cesareans, and you could tell I've had some work done. but the funny thing about cesareans, and again, a lot of fathers, some of them maybe would not want to participate in Lamaze. We did train for Lamaze as well. But it was funny because on our first child, the Lamaze class we were in, we were supposed to visit the hospital, And then anyway, my wife's water broke early. So when they came to visit, we were in there. The class was seeing us there. That was interesting.
Aww.
But the thing with cesareans, I think a lot of, for a man, I didn't know if I could do it. But being in the room with each of my children, I got to spend time with them. The first hours on Earth.
Yeah,
and you boy, have three of them.
Yes,
oh, now we need to know everything.
And boy, did I talk to them.
How old they are, what they are doing.
Okay, let me show you something.
Children. Yeah. Okay, he's coming to me probably to see how beautiful children. You have dog too?
We do.
You do have a doggy. Okay.
But we were at the Capitol. I was going to talk about the
Capitol. Talk about the most important things that happen in your life in November.
But
and
I'm
we'll
you
give
this
people.
Picture.
Yeah, I want to see pictures. So good. We are on TV. Everybody can see the picture.
Oh! This is the thing about life. So,
oh my God, they are gorgeous.
No. Here's behind us, there's a big picture of the band.
Oh my gosh.
Capitol Records, they had a big celebration for.
Oh, okay, no, but we cannot hear you, and now he's on the inside job. We need to talk on the microphone. Talk about this picture.
But anyway, the reason I'm showing you this picture of me is under it are my kids. Now, when I took the picture, there's my son Noah, my daughter Olivia, my son Gabe. You can pass it around if you want. They all play in the same group together.
Very, very
are they musicians?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I need Olivia, which is
go to the microphone. We cannot hear you.
Okay, I'm coming.
Everybody wants to know about your family.
The
what
reason
the?
I'm showing that is for a reason. That's a
okay.
Good seed.
Yes. Okay. Then let's start why you are showing this picture, because really when I looked into your updated Facebook, I wanted to know what's going on. I knew that you are coming. You will be also a guest on Jeff Floro show right
yes.
after me, and it's all about guitars and
well,
then
music,
people
yeah.
is all about music, and you'll be talking well, about British punk and but. Tell me what's happened.
Well, the reason why I took that picture, because sometimes when you look back, and I also journal, and you talk about like life being stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
When I read some of the places I've been, people I've met, and countries I've lived in, it is like, who lived this life? Because
yeah.
when you write a journal, the amazing thing is you can't remember everything. We all know that. And even when I'm reading some of my writings, I'm almost experiencing it secondhand from the person who experienced it.
Yeah.
And that's part of the revelation. Also, another funny thing was some of the girls I might have been dating years ago, instead of writing their names, I put an initial, you know, like a J or a P. So now when I'm reading some of my writings from the 80s, 70s.
Who is J?
Before I got married, I'm going, who's J?
Yes.
Is there two J's or one J? Is there who's P? And it's funny, even knowing what I know, I'm glad I was able to write things down.
Edgar Allan Poe did that in his fiction sometimes.
That would be another show. How many girlfriends?
Oh, really? An initial for the name of a character.
Well, can I indulge you with one funny story, though?
Yes.
So I was engaged to get married, and I was living with my future wife. And one day I came home. We were going to be there like 3 months from the day. I come home, and she's really angry. I go, what's up? She says, you know. I go, I know what?
Yeah.
What do I know? She goes, you know. So I walk in my room and I noticed that a couple of my I noticed my bag of journals were opened. Now, normally, if one's going to read one's personal writings, one should, especially before one's married, one should maybe
tell you that
discuss it. So,
come on, that's
no,
an
no,
old
no,
story.
No. That's wait.
It's like mother
no.
cannot look into cell phone and read messages.
No, but it's
from
different
children.
when you're writing in a journal. Don't you agree? Would you go read your husband's work?
Yes, of course.
Well, you
shouldn't, but
we will.
So anyway, I come home and she was in a weird mood. I go, what's wrong? She wouldn't tell me. So, and finally, she goes, well, listen, you know, I thought you were different. What do you mean different? So who are you seeing? I said, who's this J girl? And I'm going, what are you talking about? J girl. She said, I read it. I find the journal. I said, by the way, did you notice the date? It was 10 years before I met you.
Oh, still you are guilty.
Now, but she said, you know, she said, doesn't
you should
matter.
Have been waiting
doesn't
for
matter.
Her. You should have been waiting for her.
Yes. It's like a comedian's joke.
That's matter. So true. We think this way, ladies.
Not only was my privacy invaded, not only was did she not look at the date to see,
it didn't matter.
I love her.
I should have known then. But
do you still love her?
I love her differently.
Cause
I love her as a mother of my three children. We have been divorced for years. Some of the things that went down were fictional. But I fought for my children and for the right reasons, and I love them and still love them and never betrayed them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
I was actually one of the few rock musicians that did not dally on his wife.
Aww.
I'm probably one of the... I'm serious. God knows I had to put a sign on the door saying, alert, you know, I have the measles, don't come in, because I didn't have the willpower necessarily to turn him away. But I did what I could. I had a daughter, as you can... in the picture, Olivia, and I didn't want to look her in the eye and go, yeah, I was one of those. Yeah. So that's my own personal thing.
Beautiful. Then tell us, what's happened with Capitol Records?
Okay. So the reason I shared that picture is Capitol Records was celebrating their 75th anniversary. And I was invited because we had recorded for Capitol. Our first album came out in 1979.
Your band's name is?
The Knack.
Everybody knows.
And we had the hit song, My Sharona, which kind of... to find our career, it didn't necessarily, it defined something, but it wasn't who we were. It was part of who we were. Mm-hmm. But that song was so big, it kind of affected our ability to transcend that. And that's part of a big story, which will be out in the book one day, probably. Yeah. But so they were celebrating the anniversary, and I did not know it at the time, but before I got there, they said, our album was one of the 75 selected to represent the history of Capitol Records.
Amazing.
And I kept going, is that a mistake? I mean,
wow.
And it was not it was not being falsely humble. I couldn't believe that we're in the same list with Sinatra, the Beatles, you know.
Well done.
Foo yeah. Fighters, I mean.
Congratulations.
Mary,
that
Les
means
Paul,
so much.
Mary Ford. It's just one of those like
good
things
feeling.
You never thought. So they're releasing a book, a package, and we're one of the 75 albums going to be out in vinyl. So my kids, we share lives. In other words, I go to their shows, they go to my shows. When I go to their shows, I do the lifting. When they go to my shows, I can't find them. Because they're enjoying it too much. But the fact that they play together and love each other, and we always have, to, you know, they have their
what
issues.
Is in the name of the band?
Their band is called Gateway Drugs.
Oh, interesting.
Now, Gateway Drugs does not necessarily mean Gateway Drugs. I was reading in... this book last night where somebody said when somebody discovered, let's say, a particular style of music, it was a gateway drug of them to get into. It's not necessarily
drug
related.
Yes.
They're not advocating drugs.
Now they will need to always describe and explain for every interview why this name.
Well,
yes.
If they keep legalizing pot, they're going to have to not explain anything.
It's so true. Okay, are they in California?
Yeah, they're in California. They,
we need
they
to
live
get
in Santa
them
Monica.
Here. We need to bring it there and
I
play music.
I would love
music.
To do that.
I would love
and,
that.
And I'll bring an album for one day.
Absolutely.
But that particular picture I shared,
yes.
So I'm seeing that on the wall. You know, it's the back cover of our album cover. So I'm studying with my kids. I look at myself, and I'm looking at my three kids. And, you know, I believe in God. And that was one of those moments where you're going, I never would have imagined back in that time that this would be my real legacy, not
beautiful.
The
beautiful.
Fame I was seeking for.
Oh, come on, let's cry.
And I didn't even know if I... Oh, come on.
Tonight.
It's all
tonight.
True.
It
it's Christmas.
So beautiful.
Come on. And I didn't even know if I was eligible to have children.
Absolutely.
Which is another story, because nobody ever sued me, so I wasn't sure. I wasn't when I was.
Don't
you know,
say never.
No, it's
be
true.
Careful.
I thought maybe I was like my mom had taken some odd fertility in the 50s when I was, you know, so I didn't know if I would. Anyway, God was good, and then so having with my kids with me again showed me how far I've come in my life. At the same time, they're celebrating, and that's why I'm even going into the moment. It's a real honor. I still play with a band from the 80s called Missing Persons. They have their own fan base. Dale Bozio has been a friend of mine.
Oh, you know a friend of mine then.
Okay.
You know Mark Coy.
Yeah, I know Mark.
Yeah,
oh,
Mark's an old childhood friend of mine.
Oh,
well,
my
we
gosh.
We got to talk off the air.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Oh, that's so cute. I love when things
happen.
But
it's interesting that your kids are in music.
Okay, if you guys will have like nice evening with good tea, because I understand my neighbor loves key tea. Four years ago, you told me, Stephen, then, you know, maybe you will come and, you know, meet Stephen.
I also like whiskey.
Oh, I don't drink.
Well, one thimble full of whiskey would make me.
But I want to be part of this discussion because, or just what's happened when you both discovered the same friend. Yeah. You're both friends.
That's
great. Beautiful.
But the thing about children is, yes, how they started, you know. I mean, I didn't have a design. You know, I was actually going to be a baseball player first. When I was growing up in Brooklyn, I was a big Yankee fan, you know, and I had skills. I had a scholarship, actually, to go to college. But as I started playing bass, I started playing when I was 16. But the music scene was so incredible with all the greatest bands, who are now legends. Everybody's a legend from our time, whether it's the Beatles, the Stones, or the Who. One of my favorites, Jimi Hendrix, Doors. I've seen everybody. You know, I was going to concerts early. And being in New York, you got a chance to access all that. So I knew at that time, instead of being a baseball player, I dropped the ball and became a bass player, as the story goes.
Yeah.
But and I didn't know that was my destiny. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn. I mean, I liked music. I like art. But it changed my life. And all of a sudden, I also had a spiritual revival when I came to California for the first time. Mm-hmm. I started reading things that I never would have. I didn't have parents that were, let's say, intellectuals or theologians. And I went on my own path. I lived in England for a couple of years, in Boston. And so as I grew up as a person, so did my taste grow up. Mm-hmm. I never figured I'd have, I love children. I used to teach, you know, but I never thought I'd have three of my own. And that really gives one a different value system. I think not a lot of parents value their children as much as they value their possessions.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I'm glad that I've won the lottery, in the DNA lottery, so to speak, and the marriage didn't work out, but, you know, nevertheless. So we're real close.
It's wonderful to share.
They will be coming on our show. We will organize that.
No, I didn't want them to be musicians. I mean, I mean, if they didn't have it, I wouldn't have, I never wanted to manage them. Yeah. So my son started playing. I do some things with him. My daughter actually was a late bloomer in that. She started to play a little cello, and then when she moved away. She picked up a guitar and she was 16 and was like playing Rolling Stone songs in like a month. So I'm just saying she had it. And then my son Gabe is the youngest, and he's been playing drums with me. I play drums, piano, guitar, and bass too. But we've been a rhythm section since he's two. So so the fact that they have talent, they have their own sound, they're actually all singing and they write their own style. I couldn't have made them. I didn't make them into monkeys, meaning they're my kids, and I want you to learn exactly to play the song. You know, I figured if
they do what they do.
If they had the talent, it would come out eventually. Anyway.
Yes, I have a few minutes.
So we'll talk, but I'm sorry to get off track.
Last thing, no, this is a perfect track because I will be having you back, and Jeff always.
But thank you so much for you. And I also write,
too. I know, if people want to find more about you, how they can find you.
Well, unfortunately, my current website is not current. Prescott Niles. I mean, I'm certainly on Facebook. I'm not particularly. I talk to people when I need to, not because I want to force an opinion down somebody's throat. I find Facebook to be, or Twitter to be, difficult because you can't be on. You know, all I can say is it's nice to have intellectual discussions without letting emotions get in the way of fact, and that's why I think we're in big trouble in this country.
Oh boy, that's another
love
show,
being here.
But we'll be talking, Stephen, one more time. Today we have, we have 3 minutes before we need to finish the show.
Okay.
But yes, please continue.
I have one thing that I want to put out there is that sometime shortly after the first of the year, if you check on Goodreads, we'll be doing a giveaway of my book, and I'll have an online discussion about the book with any readers that want to talk about it with me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you are also doing signing, yes? People can come and see you.
I'm going to be doing some book signings around. Haven't quite worked out the schedule, but I will be doing it at Chaucer's up in Santa Barbara, and I forget the names of the bookstores down here.
But people have your website.
If you look on my website, you'll find it there, or on my Facebook page.
It's probably on Vermont or what.
And I think next time when you come, hopefully I will read one or two scary stories. If you didn't scare me too much, then maybe I will move forward. But, you know, just I want to know what's going on in your head. That you write stuff like that, and all these people who love horror movies.
You really don't want to know what's going on inside my head.
Okay, then again, your website. Please, can you give people how they can get in touch?
StephenTVessels.com. It's spelled STEPHENT vessels, V-E-S-S-E-L-S, like ships or blood or pots or whatever oh it helps God. You remember it.
Okay, now, beautiful Ruthie, how people can order or ask you to do something what they would like to get from you in your talent.
So you can find me on Facebook or website. It's RuthieLevyCeramics.net. And I would love to connect.
Beautiful. And you have really samples of your pictures. Very nice, simple and website, we'll but really is very informative.
10 seconds, can I say
yes.
something?
Yes.
On January 6th, we're playing the Canyon Club in Agora, Missing Persons. And the 7th, we're playing the Rose in Pasadena.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right across the street from me. I'll come
from
over.
You're
invited. I'll represent.
For us, too.
So, anyway, so that's the two latest shows we have coming up, and they're pretty good venues, the Canyon Club and
Who
the Rose.
Who doesn't know Canyon
so
Club?
So you're all invited.
Okay. Yay! That would be so, so good. I don't know what to say. We have one more minute. I didn't play anything of mine, but I don't want to scare people because... why not?
Yeah.
I don't want to scare my neighbor with my music.
I want to hear your music.
It's too late.
Just only something very gentle and very philosophical. 1 minute. Faith. Ilona Europa.
Beautiful.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.